Hi guys, good afternoon, and welcome to the Resource Casts. It is Friday, the 13th of March, not a particularly auspicious day, and not a particularly great day for the world. I'm with Lucas again today. He's on the other side of a Zoom call right now. Hi, Lucas.
Hi. We're self-quarantining. This is the Corona episode.
Yeah, exactly. This is our a quick episode on the coronavirus. It's a little mini episode that we're just trying to get out as quickly as possible. And as such, we thought it would be appropriate that we're using Zoom, which I think is going to see a lot more use over the next few weeks.
Yeah, that and Skype and Google Hangouts and every other remote.
Slack.
Slack and everything's going to go. What we're wanting to do is probably make this episode a little less doom and gloom and take advantage of a crisis and start jacking up the way you work. Because even if when this passes, that having the tips and the infrastructure set up for working remotely.
Yeah, I think it'll be helpful. And I think there's a couple of big provisos we need to put out front here. And number one is that the coronavirus COVID-19 situation is obviously huge across the world already, but it's just kind of starting to get going in the zeitgeist in South Africa right now. I feel like yesterday, I don't know about you, Luke, but for me, yesterday was like this weird watershed where suddenly everyone started talking about it. It coincided with Trump announcing the travel ban between Europe and America. There were a few things that happened internationally. Boris? Oh, yes, Yeltsin as well. Not Yeltsin, sorry.
The Prime Minister of Britain had the same conversation, a very candid conversation at a press conference about what was going to happen, which was actually quite terrifying and calming at the same time.
Yeah, so the upshot of it was that suddenly everyone was talking about coronavirus. When I went to the gym yesterday, and every conversation was about it. So it's a huge thing. And one thing we want to make clear right from the get-go is that we are not going to be talking about the greater kind of implications of the virus. We're not going to be talking about numbers or how it's spreading or what to do about it in terms of, you know, washing your hands and whether the furor over it is justified or not, because there's a lot of disagreement over whether people are making a storm in a teacup or whether it's the right time to panic and change your lifestyle. We're going to focus purely on how the virus might affect your life as a freelancer in the creative industry in South Africa and some possible ways to keep working, to keep things running throughout this experience and kind of, as Lucas said, make the most of it. What we've done is that we've read quite a lot of articles coming out of America and England and other places about how the virus is already going to be affecting freelancers over that side. And
I do a proviso of my own.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
If you don't mind, John. John did all the research on this. I'm going to piggyback on it and ignorantly go, oh, wow, that's amazing. So credit where credit's due. I accidentally went down the conspiracy rabbit hole while doing my research. So I might say crazy things during this thing.
Right.
But it is quite amazing how much misinformation is out there or double-sided information. And some people are saying be worried and some people aren't. So like John said, respectfully, I think if we keep it down, if we worry about our little side of the world and the way we do business, let's just talk about those as subjects for now.
As we're saying, we're just talking about freelancing. The situation is continually changing and we're going to be talking on the Resource Creative Forum and in other areas to freelancers constantly and getting updates on their businesses. And we'll try and kind of probably do at least another one or two episodes where we just update and see what's actually happening. Because right now it's so hard to tell. It's such early days. Mm-hmm. There are some broad assumptions we can maybe guess at. The first is that on a physical level, I think that freelancers probably stand to be less affected by COVID-19 than people who are working full-time. That's fairly obvious. They're already socially distanced. A lot of us are introverted cat people who are working at home from our offices. Already there, we are not spending a lot of time in close contact with lots of people. Permalancers who are working within companies might be asked to work from home along with the rest of the full-time staff. There might be a lot more telecommuting and working from home. But as businesses feel the hurt, freelancers might be unfortunate suppliers downstream who get their budgets cut, because a lot of our clients are going to feel the pinch and are going into panic mode, and freelancers will probably start feeling that pain just like everyone else.
I guess if you're in certain areas, but like not all areas. Like I guess you guys are feeling it already on the travel and tourism side.
Yeah. So my kind of the family business on my side is in travel, and in fact my wife's business is in eventing, and mostly corporate events, that kind of thing. And so far, travel and eventing are everyone I know in them is is scared. What other kind of categories can we see cuts from, Lucas?
I had a meeting with a friend of mine who's a director, and I can already, you can just imagine now film production companies coming down into the entertainment industry, because if people are shooting, they're not good. If they want to come, then it's usually European companies and American companies that come and shoot in Cape Town or Joburg because the rand is competitive. I think they're going to get a knock if this doesn't pass quickly. But that being said, I think it was on a decline anyway. Maybe there is I think it's just such a sad, because you know they're going to cancel stuff. And I wonder in the world of negotiations, if people are going to start claiming that cancellation fee, because think about the relationships now. So let's say an event gets canceled. Do you prep for the inevitable cancellation, and do you say, okay, I'll waive that, but let's chat again when it comes right? Or do you take advantage of that cancellation fee now? And hopefully you do have it in your contract, which is an interesting dynamic.
Absolutely. I think that's going to be one of the key points for a lot of industries in general, but creatives in particular, is if you've done a lot of work for an event, especially that's coming up, or any kind of project that might get canceled because of coronavirus, you have invested that work and it might get canceled on you. And now the question becomes cancellation fees, which, you know, as Lucas was saying, hopefully you have some kinds of terms and conditions for your cost estimates and quotes so that you can claim those. But I do feel with everyone in this kind of the same boat, and the overarching idea that this is a force of God, if you want to put it that way.
Force of God, jeez.
Well, what's it called?
It's like the act of God. Act of God. It's like the insurance.
Force of nature, act of God. Yeah, exactly. Force majeure, I think, is the technical term. But
clusterfuck is what you can also call it.
Yeah, absolutely. So because of that, I think there might be a lot of people who are going to say, no, we're not paying that. Our business is in enough trouble as it is. And if we're important enough to you as a client, then you won't charge that. So you'll lose us as a client if you do charge us that. I don't know how much of that's going to go around, but I think you'll have to evaluate it on a case-by-case basis. And yeah, I hope you don't deal with that, but could happen.
There might be an upshot that lawyers are going to make money out of this.
Yeah, absolutely, which is usually what they make. They make money out of everything.
Yeah, it's true.
So as you say, as we've said, travel, eventing, direct production. I actually had an interesting conversation with a creative director at Moonsport Productions, which is linked to Moonlighting Productions. It's one of the largest production houses here in Cape Town. They do a lot of international movies, things like they worked on Avengers, that kind of stuff. And
shout out to Moonsport. I'm also going to start like punting, like promoting clients. This is great. No, John, taking advantage again.
Hey, this is not an advert. This is me establishing credentials.
Oh, okay, cool. No.
So I got in touch with these guys to have a chat about their thoughts on what would happen to the production industry in Cape Town. And they said they've had some cancellations, but they're focusing on the positive and finding solutions. And it's quite interesting that quite a digitally focused company, what Moonsport have developed is a digital version of the production gazebo or the director's gazebo, so that they can still shoot an ad in South Africa with clients online, essentially watching in a Skype-like system, watching the production through the director's, through the camera and through the director's eyes kind of thing.
Oh, right. So, that's cool.
Yeah. And that kind
of like thinking, that AV, what do they call it? AV city or?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
VT
Village or whatever.
VT Village.
Silly names they've got for it. Yeah. Yeah. So
it makes sense. I just imagine that now. Let's complete the circle. And it's not just one camera view, and the director's wearing a GoPro, and you have an avatar that says, "Walk to the craft table. I want to see what's on the table."
Shout out to Arrested Development for that brilliant idea.
Was it? Oh, geez, my bad.
When Bluth Senior is in prison, so he hires a guy to wear a camera and walk around and interact with his family.
Well, let's do that. I wonder, again, upshot of now there's going to be avatars walking around.
Yeah, so there could be a possible work in that. Mm. I'll be posting some jobs for interns with no salary mentioned on the resource soon. Travel, eventing, production, restaurants, bars, clubs, social gathering areas, hospitality and hotels, entertainment. So we're talking stage plays. We're talking anyone in a kind of a, if you're in a band, if you're in a performance situation.
I was in the Uber today and I asked the Uber, so how's business? And he says, but like, you always get very
responsive. Did you just refer to the driver as Uber?
The Uber driver.
Oh, I thought you said, and I asked Uber.
Did I? Okay, I didn't. Well, is it that bad? I asked the Uber driver. That's so bad. It must be. So I asked
Uber drone 431.
Not bad. So I asked the Uber driver and he said like, yeah, no, tonight should pick up because it's a Friday. The clubs are going to be full. I'm like, are they though?
Yeah.
Let's see. Cause you don't think about like they're trying to ban events bigger than 10 people at a time.
Is it 100 or 10?
I think it's 10.
Oh, wow.
They're okay. Trying to stop these things. So imagine, because the stats were ridiculous. And this helped me out here with the stats, because my girlfriend read me something. So again, third-hand information that Germany predicted like a million deaths. So in a country that's got 60 million people, that stat is very high. So you can't have, like, if you think about it, that's too much. So in 100 people, my goodness. So I'm doing what we shouldn't do is go and talk about the numbers, but imagine that in a club.
Of course, absolutely. I think, look, it might be because Germany has an aged population, but the thing is that there's a lot of disagreements over what the kind of, if you want, the kill rate of coronavirus is, and it's anywhere between, you know, people quote numbers up to 3%, but down to 0.4%. But when you look at scale at a country like America, which is 350 million people or whatever it is, even, you know, 1% or a percentage of that is more than a million people. So yeah, it's not just a flu. It is more serious than just a flu. Okay. So if you're a photographer, especially if you're covering events, you're probably going to feel the effects of this, since a lot of photographers are being hired for weddings, for eventing, for shoots that, you know, need a fairly large number of people.
Yeah, it's interesting how you, because you always cover eventing is such a broad thing, like the wedding industry. People flying in from overseas for weddings, flying out for weddings. It's like it's going to affect a lot of people. So yeah, but the photographer, shame. Yeah. But whoever designed the invites, take the money and run.
Yeah, exactly. You should have already been paid. Mm. But and a wedding is an event where you specifically hug and kiss and get close to people. So don't go to any weddings. Mm. Look, it remains to be seen how South Africans will react to the situation. A lot of them might take the, you know, screw it, and the kind of direction, and maybe the clubs are full tonight. But let's stay on the freelance side here. We've already talked about having work cancelled and having a cancellation fee in your contract. You might, over the next few months, it'll be interesting to see what happens with work in general as more and more people work from home and telecommute, essentially. So we're not sure how that's going to affect our current population of creatives or our freelancers yet. Will businesses have to make cutbacks to the point that people get retrenched and then they become freelancers and flood the market? Or it might be that more and more people work from home, and then when the panic is over, they just kind of don't go back. There might be a slow migration into working from home.
That will be a positive thing that will come out of this, is that people do go, oh, wait, we don't, businesses will look at it and go like, as well, like, oh, I don't need to pay for all this office floor space. We managed for a couple of weeks to all work remotely and it didn't affect productivity. So it might be good.
Yeah. And that would be, I think, good for the, first of all, for the traffic situation and just for the general well-being. I think working from home in general is healthier than, you know, an hour and a half of traffic each way and all that stuff.
Another thing that is important was I suppose communication with clients. The idea is to find, like, don't speculate, have a chat, communicate, see what they need, all those that type of things. Engage. I think, like, the panic will probably be less once you understand what your client's problems are and they can understand what your problems are.
Yeah. And make it clear that you have the technology and the knowledge to be able to work effectively despite the situation. So, you know, offer up those solutions of, you know, we can meet over Skype or Zoom. We can do a Google Hangout for brainstorm. We can use Slack and WhatsApp groups, especially if your client isn't particularly tech savvy. Help give them the solutions to work through this. Another kind of interesting solution that I picked up on online was buddying up. So if you're worried about not being able to work, because the truth is that of everyone listening here, some of us are probably going to catch this thing. And whether you get the very kind of light symptomatic version of it, where it's just like a cold or a flu, or whether you're incapacitated by it. And a lot of advice seems to be that if you get it and you're not in a life-threatening situation, then staying at home is as good as staying in a hospital. Then connect with other creatives in your field.
If I can quickly just share an anecdote quickly. So I work with, the guy's based in Israel, a 3D animator guy. And so on Skype, I connect with him because I give him a monthly brief for characters that I need. And I started it up. I hope you're healthy and corona free. Here's the next brief. And he sends back, actually, I'm at home and I'm not feeling well. It's not corona, but I'm off for 2 weeks. I was like, so the humor, because it's me trying to be courteous, but still having a little bit of a joke in there. Belly flopped a little bit for me there. So I was like, oh, sorry, this is awkward. Sorry, my bad. Not that he had corona, but it's all of a sudden it struck very close, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And all of the memes we've been seeing flying around over corona, keeping it light, might suddenly seem very inappropriate even a few weeks when someone we know has it or we have it. So, but I think overall, my personal view is that rather have a joke about it, even if it is a serious situation, because the alternative is just giving into despair, you know?
Yeah, I still felt a little bit bad afterwards. I don't know. But yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. All the cancer jokes I make about you are already going to come back to bite me, you know, if
one day,
when
you get it.
One day when I get it, or when you're 90.
What it does is it just gives me license to make fun of you.
Yeah. Oh, great. As I was saying,
that was a terrible laugh.
Yeah, it's because I want to get back to the point. So buddying up.
Okay.
So find others with similar skill sets and come to an agreement on how to work together and substitute for each other. Even if you don't need someone else to step in for work responsibilities, buddying up with others, if you're isolated, helps accountability, loneliness, and feedback. So yeah, just club together with the people you know. If you get sick or if they get sick, we've got a great community. Just reach out and say, I need a little bit of help with this job, pass work around, and support each other because things are about to get tight.
Hopefully it doesn't, but in case it does.
On a topic that we are not obviously experts on, I had a conversation with the amusingly named Brent Koch, who is a financial advisor and the owner of a company called Flagstone. I called him to find out about what the implications are of coronavirus on things like income protection and health insurance. So his response was that every insurer is going to have a different approach, but broadly, coronavirus is going to be treated just like any other disease. If you have to go to hospital for it, you should be covered. Income protection is going to be on a more kind of a case-by-case basis.
So taking advantage of a crisis is a great opportunity to go and take care of the paperwork, to look into the stuff. With my health issues, it was when you're healthy, like dread disease and health and income protection, all that stuff, because you don't think about it. You actually don't worry about it. A lot of employers, if you are working in an agency or you're working with someone, do have these products. So have a chat with your HR or just give it a once over, if I can give any advice. Because even if it isn't about corona, it's good to be on top of this stuff.
Yeah. And one thing that often gets missed in this kind of thing is gap cover. So check that you got that running, whether it's affected by coronavirus or not. We're definitely going to do a couple of episodes on insurance and financial.
We're not saying run out and get every product that Discovery or whoever's selling.
No.
Just go and have a look at it and see what you need.
Oh, yeah, and see what you have, yeah. So when it comes to day-to-day life and how to react to this whole situation, the path that I'm kind of aiming for is reasonable caution. So not being too reckless, but not getting caught up in that hysteria, raiding stores for all their hand sanitizer, fighting over face masks and all that kind of thing. How about you?
But if I can add in there, but if you are going to raid the store and fight someone for toilet paper or whatever that goes along, film yourself doing it. Because just to add to the entertainment that is happening online, it seems the viral videos at the moment are people freaking out. It is very entertaining to watch. So make a couple of bucks while you're doing it. Get those views up.
It's good content. Yourself. Absolutely.
Yeah, great content.
You've always got to be on the game, you know.
You've got to be on it, even in a crisis.
Have you mentioned to me that people are actually having full-on fist fights over supplies? I imagine this is happening in America in Walmart.
It's American viral videos. There was literally like two grannies or granny fighting this lady for toilet paper. The American news is very good at this type of stuff and promoting it. And the internet is a... So I have a love-hate relationship with anything viral because it's the good side of humanity and the bad side of humanity coming out. And this panic is such fertile ground for all that.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm just going to leave aside the fact that we're talking about viral video and a virus at the same time. We're not going to make jokes about that.
John wants me to mention that we are going to do another episode on working from home and being productive in that time and things like taking breaks. I'm particularly bad at taking breaks. I find myself getting obsessed and my girlfriend has to tell me to take a break.
So we'll cover that kind of working from home stuff. And then one last resource that I could leave you with is a website called leapers.co. That's leapers.co. They've got a guide to working well from home while under quarantine. So I think in this case, they're talking about under quarantine because you actually have the virus. But if you're self-isolating and you could use a little bit of advice, especially on the psychological side of being quarantined, then leapers.co has got a pretty good little guide on that.
Just on that, if people have used Leapers or Fiverr, what was the other site that we spoke about?
Upwork.
It was just an Upwork. If anybody's been done work on these platforms, let us know and what your experience was and if it's viable.
Yeah, and if you're seeing a reaction on those platforms due to coronavirus. But I think I spotted a post on the forum about Upwork and it kind of got into Fiverr and all that. And that's another interesting topic that I'd like to get into because I've never done work for those platforms and I'm quite interested to see if it's worth getting involved in. But yeah, that's it for this little coronavirus mini episode. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks,
Luke,
for
the call. Don't touch your face.
Don't stop it.
Don't touch your face.
No, don't.
You just touched your face.
Oh, well, we do what we can.
Yeah.
Right. We'll chat to you
again. Stay safe.
Bye.